agree, but not completely. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Justice Department has agreed on one of former President Trump's candidates to be a special master, a judge ordered to do an independent review of the classified material seized from Trump's Florida home. But
Trump's legal team still rejecting the DOJ's request for a partial stay of her ruling that temporarily blocked the department from reviewing classified documents themselves. Trump's team says the DOJ is seeking to, quote, limit the scope of any review of its investigative conduct and presuppose the outcome.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Gas prices keep falling. They've dropped every day from the record high 3 months ago today. AAA's national average at $3.70 a gallon for regular is $1.31 less now, but still 53 cents more than a year ago. And we'll get an update on overall inflation later this morning. Expected to show consumer prices were up more than 8% last month compared to last year, slightly less than July's annual increase. Republicans blame President Biden's spending and policies, but he counters.
We cut the budget $350 billion last year.
The polls are opening now in some New Hampshire towns this hour. That state, Delaware and Rhode Island, holding the final primaries before the midterm elections in 8 weeks. The most closely watched race, a Republican Senate primary in New Hampshire.
Senator Hassan is just that bad that everybody wants to fire her.
GOP Governor Chris Sununu backs Chuck Morse to face Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan. Retired Army General Don Bolduc also in the race, calling himself an outsider.
They can't control me. I am not a career politician.
The best shows we watch on TV or stream were honored last night at the Emmys on NBC. Ted Lasso won Best Comedy Series. Jason Sudeikis, Best Actor in a Comedy.
This show is about good and evil. This show is about, like, the truth and lies. This show is about all that stuff, but it's mostly about our response to those things.
The Emmy for Best Drama went to Succession. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ukrainians are celebrating in areas Ukraine's military has liberated in a counteroffensive in the Kharkiv region and other places that Russian forces took control of during the invasion.
What they have done has been very methodically planned out.
And Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the military and financial support from the U.S. and other countries helped Ukraine fight back. Now, Blinken said that while in Mexico for economic talks. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo is there with him.
Secretary Raimondo said the economic relationship shows great strength on several levels.
The relationship, of course, is not limited to trade and economics. It includes strong historical, familial, and cultural ties.
But in any discussion between the U.S. and Mexico, the subject of border migration and security comes up. Secretary Blinken says addressing irregular migration is a must,
including through humane border management policies and through expanding legal pathways and protections.
Both sides have committed to weekly meetings to further these important discussions. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Now, Republicans blame Biden administration policies for a surge of migrants crossing the Mexican border into the U.S. illegally. GOP Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been busing some out of his state.
I'm just helping out our local communities who are located on the border and moving migrants from those locations up to New York, to D.C., to Chicago.
Now, Chicago and New York and Washington's mayors, they've all called Abbott's actions immoral and inhumane. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising, coming off 4 days of big gains that sent the Dow up more than 1,200 points. On Monday Night Football,
Smith, Parkinson, touchdown, Seattle.
The Seahawks beat the Broncos 17-16 on ESPN to close out the first week of the NFL season, spoiling ex-Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson's debut with Denver. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.